Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, I almost, it's still our Weasel Wednesday. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's the 16th day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today. And it's cooling down. I mean, we'll hit 84 maybe for, you know, a half hour. It ain't like when it was really hot, you know, 90 degrees from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock, you know, where you're baking your ass. It's cooled down. Early in the morning, you can feel a fall nip. It's pleasant. I love the fall. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here today. Baltimore hauls away four Confederate monuments after overnight removal. And we're definitely going to get into this as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Baltimore hauls away four Confederate monuments after overnight removal. This is from Washington Post. Crews removed Baltimore's Confederate statues early Wednesday, days after the deadly unrest in Charlottesville instigated by white nationalists. I mean, this is coming from the Washington Post, so this was instigated by white nationalists rallying to defend a downtown Confederate monument. Man, I'm telling you, the full court press is on. They think they found an issue where they can, you know, put the divide us into two camps and have us kill one another for them. Because they cannot, they have completely lost control of the majority of the people in this country. They need this. They need it bad. They'd rather have a civil war right here in this goddamn country. And I tell you what, it ain't gonna, no sell. People are not this goddamn stupid. You know, I hear people talk about being ashamed of being white, you know, and I'm not ashamed of being white either. but it really hasn't a goddamn thing to do. It doesn't have shit to do with Shinola. It doesn't have shit to do with the fact that my country's being raped, that my resources are being stolen from me, that Donald Trump is having a fire sale where he's, I mean, he was talking about infrastructure yesterday. He wants the Chinese come in and taking over our goddamn highways, but we're going to be just, you know, we're not going to go along with that. So we're going to have to, you know, they'll try to force us into some bullshit like this, meaningless bullshit. It really means shit. You know, the communist that was killed down there in Charlottesville, good riddance to bad rubbish. Too bad he didn't kill more of them, because they're all going to have to die or be run out of here before we're going to have peace again. And I heard Spike running through some headlines, and I'd seen the headline earlier where the Muslims are coming out and want to, you know, to remove Confederate history. Why? Like, you know, it serves several purposes, attacking that point in history, because that is the point in history when they subverted our Constitution and Bill of Rights, when they wrote down on a piece of paper that you're no longer the masters of this country. You're no longer sovereigns. You're our citizens. You're our subjects. And people just have to reject this shit. You have to reject this shit and say, you know what? You're right. You know, we're American nationals, but we're not gonna play this race game with you. The fact is, when we come to get your asses, you communists, you, if it's black Muslims, you know, communists, you're communists is what you are. And you think it's got to do with race? Well, make sure that it's black American nationals that are killing your asses, that are putting you on the deportation barges. And the whites, I mean, if you want to keep it, make sure there's no racism involved. There'll be white ones are taking care of the white ones, brown ones are taking care of the brown ones, because we come in every pigment too, you motherfuckers. The quiet and sudden removal of four monuments. See, they know this is something that will push people's buttons. This is, it's the removal of history. I mean, you see, we can sit here and, you know, say, we're going to, you know, something needs to be done about these bastards. But they'll say, oh, racist, you're a racist, or you'd want them taken. No, you know, you said, I told you guys yesterday, sit there and just try to imagine not having the history of this country as trying to define who you are. What is an American? What makes an American? When you're talking about what makes any national, you're talking about their history. How did you get here? What challenges did you face? What things did you conquer getting here? And, you know, they, like I said, they've picked this particular thing. They think they can get some kind of these communists, these dirty, rotten, scudgy communists, and acting in unison with their fascist buddies, because it's all, they're all at the top. You know, there's no divide in them. But acting with them, they think that they can push the right buttons and get us mad enough. I mean, do you think about what it took when they did the con job for the so-called Civil War, which was a war to take over the private property rights across this country, to take us over, because the end result was the unconstitutional, e-frickin-legal 14th Amendment, unratified, couldn't be ratified, couldn't be wrote, completely forbidden by the Bill of Rights. I guess they would like to completely erase that little segment of history right out the gate, because it is the one that everybody is looking at if you're out here in our world where you're figuring this shit out. How is it possible that, you know, we look in, we're the sovereigns of this country. We empowered a government through limited powers that we granted. And all of a sudden we're looking at a document that says that we're, subjects. Subject, let's read. I don't have a copy of it. I had one up here. I can't find it. But the bottom line here is, anybody that's falling for this, I mean, it's real easy. You know, they'll say the most insulting shit to you. They'll do like, you know, removing this monuments. You're not moving them monuments, you sons of bitches. Oh, you're one of them people. You're for slavery. No, you're for slavery, you fucking communist. You think we're that goddamn stupid? You think we don't understand what communism is? And you fascists, you think we don't understand what that shit is? You know, people that would get pissed, you know, just not too long ago when they were waving the Mexican national flags around, we were all just, you know, of course, we're there. The American nationals know, you son of a bitch, you goddamn invader. We see you for exactly what the hell you think you're doing, waving a goddamn Mexican national flag on our territory. But the same goddamn people, you get out that Nazi flag, and they don't seem to have any trouble with that. Now, the communist flag, is a goddamn communist flag. It is what it is. And so is that Nazi flag. It is not America. It is not who we are. It is not what we are. It is not what our founding documents made this country. Man, if they can make headway with, you know, dividing by race, I mean, and you're going to see more of this. You're going to see this amped up. They know that when they go after them monuments, the bottom line is the people they want aren't the people that would go down there with Nazi flags and say, yes, we believe in slavery and these are slave heroes or anything. No. They're the people who understand what communism is and understand that communists are will remove your history. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get people just to try to cop to it, thinking about if who are you? Who are you? You say you're an American. What is an American? How could you describe yourself without your history, without a benchmark, a continuing benchmark? This is what these bastards want. And you know what? They're going to get what they got, but they're, what they got coming, they're just not going to get it the way that they think that they're going to, you know, they're not going to get the reaction they think. It's real simple, people. These lowlife sons of bitches that are doing this shit, I mean, if you're not one of these people out there in front waving that Nazi flag in front of the camera and, you know, like these, you know, like all the camera shots up there in Burns, Oregon, and people wanting to be on, yeah, look at me and my buddies and all this horse shit. If you're just an American national out there and nobody knows who you are, and there are tens and tens of millions of you. Now they come into your goddamn area. They're gonna take away your history. They're gonna take away your goddamn identity as an American national. That's what they're after. And it ain't white national. And it ain't black national. It's just a goddamn American national. There is no white, black. There is no color in nationalism, people. This is one of the farces they're trying to sell you here. Like there's a color is involved in nationalism. It isn't. Color is race. Nationalism is nationalism. It's where you come from. It's where you were born. It's the land that gave you life. But, you know, like I said, you know, if they come into an area and they're going to take something like this out, I got to believe in a big place like Baltimore, there got to be at least a couple of 100,000 people that are just going to say, this is goddamn, we can't allow this. This cannot be endured. And I'll give Mark credit for that yesterday because he did say this cannot be endured. We can't allow this, people. So what do you do? I mean, David was talking about it yesterday. What do you do? Well, if you got a couple hundred thousand people who just are flat saying this cannot, we're not going to let this happen. And nobody knows who, I mean, it's not like they went out there with a goddamn sign and a Nazi flag and fucking, you know, went out and waved it all around. They're just sitting there. Something's got to be done. You're intelligent people. The son of a bitch, you know, the contractor that took the contract to tear them down. He can say, oh, I was just working. Yeah, well, you son of a bitch, that cop that's committing treason, the cops that killed Kelly Thomas, they were just working. They were just working a job, weren't they? Are you going to stand for this shit? Now, I mean, maybe just for the guy who was going down there, to, you know, thought that, you know, I'm working for a company. I'm coming down and tearing this shit down. Taking your history, I'm working with the enemy. I'm getting paid. Maybe you can figure what ought to happen to him. And maybe if things started happening to this handful of son of a bitches causing all the, because this ain't the big push across it. They'll try to tell you 90% of the people were all standing up there against each other. Horseshit. And you know it. This is a little handful of son of a bitchin' agitators, communist and Nazi agitators, working together because their job is to divide us into two camps and get us to kill each other because they can't fucking control us, period. So what do you do? Well, if it's a bad thing start happening to these pricks that are doing this, from the guy that'll actually go up and touch that goddamn statue to the guy that hauls it away to the guy who signed the goddamn papers. I mean, that's just a little handful of assholes, ain't it? Or am I missing something here? And you got 250,000 people saying, no, this shit ain't going down. If bad things started happening to them, then the next son of a bitch, he'd be like, oh, damn, look what happened to the last son of a bitch. It touched one of those statues. You getting the point here, people? They've left you no avenue. This is force majeure. There is no law to protect us from these communists and these goddamn fascist bastards. And we're not going to join either side so we can, when we get done fighting, it'll either be a communist flag flying over our country or a goddamn swastika. Ain't going to happen. So I guess we have to start acting like Americans and using our heads, don't we? And the sooner the better. And when it's all done, you know, they're going to sit there and, God, what happened? I wonder who did that to old Bob who was tearing down that statue. I wonder who did that. Well, you got 250,000 suspects, none of which have ever came out and waved a flag or even said a goddamn word. Go to work. Good luck. They try to make you think they're their little shows that these mush-minded morons sit and watch CSI Miami and all this shit. Bullshit. Good luck. Think it over, people, because I'm telling you, if there's an option, please tell me. If there was ever a peaceful way out of this shit, please tell me what it is. When they have completely taken over your body politic, they have completely removed your Bill of Rights, your courts, any way that you had of acting without violence, they have removed. And now they're telling you, yes, you have to act violently. We've established that. Now pick your flag and kill each other. We're not going to do it. And like I said, they're going to keep amping this up. But man, if the people keep chasing that wiper, you know, doing what they want them to do, falling into the trap, instead of backing away and saying, you know, okay, there's no, we're not playing protest. We're not going to play any of this shit. And don't show yourself. Just let things happen. Like they should have been happening a long time ago. If this is the way the game's to be played, just let things start happening. Like I said, try to figure it out. And then when, you know, after this has happened 1,000 times, then you got millions of suspects. Somebody did it. I mean, this is how dirty these bastards are. To try to bring you into a situation like they did during the so-called Civil War where brothers are killing brothers. Our own people killing our own people while they sit back and fucking laugh about it. Don't do it. Don't fall for it. No, everybody should be saying, don't worry, we're not going to do that. And no, they ain't got nothing to be mean being ashamed or politically correct about any of this shit. It's just, no, we're not doing that. We're going to do something, but it ain't going to be that. Not what you want us to do. In fact, it's going to be something you don't want us to do, you sons of bitches. Baltimore, where were we here? The quiet and sudden removal of four monuments with little fanfare and no advance notice marks an attempt by the city to avoid a long, bruising a conflict that has embroiled Charlottesville and other communities rethinking how they honor figures who fought to preserve slavery. And see, again, they're setting the narrative here. No, I mean, and that's why they had to go with this white national thing, because the American national thing was getting, you know, it's becoming predominant. People are understanding who they are. Oh, you're an American national. You're white. You must be a white national. No, I'm just an American national, and not just an American national. I'm the sovereign of this goddamn country. My buddy Dion over there, he's a colored fella. He's black. But you know what? He's an American national, too. We're way past looking at the pigment of our skins. We're looking at you, communist. We're looking at you, fascist. And you're not going to destroy us. We are not going to kill each other for you. We're looking at you, you son of a bitch. Conflict has embroiled Charlottesville and other communities rethinking how they honor figures who fought to preserve slavery. Horse shit. Baltimore mayor, and you know, that's another thing. I mean, you talk about taking something and twisting it 180 degrees from what it was. No, the people in the South, I mean, I have family there, and like I said, my great-great-great-grandfather, I mean, I've seen his battle saber. I held it in my hands, the same one he held when he was fighting. And it didn't have a goddamn thing to do with slaves. They didn't own nobody. My people never owned anybody. They did their own goddamn work. It was a handful of aristocrats who owned other human beings, and they owned white ones, and they owned black ones, and they owned brown ones, and they owned yellow ones. And they're the same son of a bitches right now at the top that are trying to get us to kill each other for them. Because we have become such a threat. Because we figured them out. We know that they're robbing us blind. They're stealing it. They're eating out our substance. They buy the billions of dollars every day going out our ports. That's what we're not supposed to be looking at, people. You got the goddamn the bankruptcy king, Wilbur Ross, up there. You got goddamn Mnuchin. These guys are going. They're here to take it all. You guys want to go kill each other over, some notion of something that happened a goddamn 100 years ago? Do you really? I don't. I think we're way past that. And you just look back even to like the time of Bush and Reagan. And that, I mean, it was just like, you know, that race thing. It's in the past, man. I mean, there was always agitators like goddamn Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. You know, these assholes who parasited off of a pukey problem that didn't even exist, trying to stir it up, make it exist again because it fed them so they didn't have to work. Yeah, and in that context, you know, this is really all it was. And you've got, I guarantee you, this is coming right out of their think tanks. How do we agitate these people to kill each other? Well, we come in with the communists who everybody knows are a bunch of weak, spineless pricks. And we start tearing down these monuments. We say it's about race. It's about race. No, it ain't. It's about our culture. You're communist. That's what communists do. That's what, you know, Trumpy, he stands up there and denounces white supremacists and all this horse shit, the KKK, all that. But he didn't go on. You know, he said, and others. Hey, what the hell? You know, they pushed on the so-called left to have you say that. Aren't you going to say talk about the communists? Aren't you going to talk about the fact that there were goddamn swastikas and communist flags out there, buddy? Can you say communist? Now, you said that Barack Obama, he couldn't say Muslim extremists or Muslim terrorists or whatever the hell it was. Remember, he just harped on it. He won't say it. He just won't. Will you say communist? Will you call them goddamn communists what they are, communists? It was a goddamn communist flags they were waving out there. Sure as it was a swastika the other ones were waving, wasn't it? Are you going to call them out? Huh? Are you Trumpy? No, because this is all orchestrated and Trump is a goddamn communist. It is the most ironic thing I've ever seen. The base that he put together through his con job are a bunch of goddamn neo-Nazis, you know, at the very base, and then idiots that would follow along to a goddamn program that put out, we're gonna get all the immigrants. Oh, I guess I'll go vote for that. But what his goddamn base is, I mean, this is you talk about your goddamn upside downs and backwards. You got a base of neo-Nazis and white supremacists at the very base of your goddamn operation, and you're a communist. And out in the streets, you're trying to get us to fight, you know, for one flag or another to kill each other. Boy, this is quite a little program you put on there, boys. But we're not falling for it. This is when you step back and you get real quiet. And you just say, well, things got to be taken care of a little different way here. It ain't going to be like Bull Run. We're not all going to show up for the Sunday picnic and start mowing each other down. But things are going to get taken care of. The way Americans used to, I mean, when I was growing up, people, you know, all I have to go, you know, like, who I am is from the history. You know, when we grew up, we learned history from our parents, indoctrination centers back when they were still wanting us to, you know, go across a sea and kill commies for mommy. You know, the indoctrination, you know, of who you are and what you are. But I mean, in our lives, I mean, I don't know where this was kind of a different kind of place where I grew up. People did not, you didn't F with people, man. Nobody F'd with anybody because it wasn't, there was no cops to call. And there was not going to be, you know, you were going to, if somebody pushed you to that limit, you were going to take care of the problem and not cause a problem for yourself doing it. You know what I'm saying? This is what they fear, that people will cop to, hey, man, this has got to be, I see how this, what we got to do here. I see it plain and clear. And I'm the one that has to do it because I'm the guy that was smart enough not to go out in front of the goddamn cameras and wave a flag and you know, sign petitions and dance around the goddamn street and do any of this crazy shit. I'm just Joe Nobody out here in the middle of nowhere. Nobody knows who I am. That's the way things were taken care of in the old days, guys. That's why they didn't try this shit. This is why they had to have, you know, generations of indoctrination to break up the families, to break up the unity of the people. I mean, I meet people all the time, and, you know, I of course I'm going to be talking about the things we talk about. And when I get it down to them, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, American National, how we're all one big family. I was talking to somebody just recently, and I said, and by the time I got done with them, we might be related. You're right, man. And, you know, they couldn't find an argument against what I was saying. It made perfect sense. Why in the hell should we be against one another, people, when who's doing this to us? They're the ones, the people who are making us miserable are the same people trying to agitate us against one another. So we'll kill each other for them because they have lost control of us and they know it. That little shit and bit that goddamn Trump had is shriveled to nothing, people. You got to, I mean, he has to go to a Boy Scout jamboree to so they can pan the cameras out again and act like he's got a goddamn crowd. Nobody's falling for this shit. They are desperate, or they wouldn't be doing what we're watching them do right here. I mean, they have played, you know, the more I look at it and the more I listen to and read, the more I think that it was another Sandy Hook. I don't even know if anybody was killed. I don't know. You know, I've seen a car. They'll show a car and some people and stuff, you know, and but I don't know nobody was killed. Do you really? I mean, can we believe any goddamn thing they tell us? And to say that this was not a set up production, I mean, that would be a far reach, wouldn't it? Or am I missing something here? At any rate, you know, here they go. They're going to, I mean, you're going to see this amp up because they want a reaction from the people. But the reaction they want is for you to get out in them goddamn streets like them other guys didn't hit each other with sticks and show your face to the camera and like the bitch calling up the thing there in Durham and putting the rope around the thing, both sides agitated up. Pick a side, pick a goddamn side to fight, kill each other. No, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to get quiet. But things are going to start to happen. And that little handful that think they can agitate us into killing each other, man, their lives are going to get pretty fucking miserable on their own on their own account. It'll get to the point to where I ain't going to take down that god. You can't hire nobody to take down a goddamn statue. And if one of these freaks wants to try to take it down, huh? You know what? They live somewhere too. 200,000 suspects without no link to it whatsoever. Other than, maybe some, I know there's a lot of people out there don't like it. Wonder which one of them did it. Oh, CSI Miami, really? Let me see how that works out for you. I mean, they would try to convince you that you couldn't crack a fart without them knowing it and shutting you down. Bullshit. If you believe that, I mean, goddamn, the crime waves across this goddamn country. The shit that's going on, come on, people. It's all an act. It's all bullshit. And you don't have to stand for it. And you don't have to do what they want you to do and kill each other. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Take this badge from me. can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. The cold black cloud is coming around, and I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And that was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel about Wednesday around here. You know, and going back to this, you know, I think it was Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And this is, you know, it falls in with this total surveillance society. Man, when you can see something, I mean, if you say you were go after a bear in the woods, if you could see that bear, man, I mean, and you're looking at it, I mean, the fear in having the gun and being, you know, being able to face it is a whole different trip of, I've talked before about walking down a creek with a goddamn, cougar, a stalk in me. Now that's a different kind of fear. You don't know where that son of a bitch is or what it's fixing to do. You just know it's there. That is the worst fear. They can't see it. And this is the kind of fear that Thomas Jefferson was talking about. He wasn't talking, I mean, we were, goddamn, we're an armed population. They're not afraid. Because, I mean, they're afraid, make no mistake about it. They know they're in danger. But they think they can control it because they can see it. And they think that they, just like this here, we can channel it. We'll channel it this way and that way. We'll get the two bears to kill each other. Or the bear and the cougar. But when that's when you know, when you can't see it, it is a different kind of fear. Believe me, people. I want to hit the last paragraph on this. Across the nation, Confederate monuments have come under renewed scrutiny following widespread disgust at how the statue of Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville became a rallying point for white supremacists this year. Now, that's your narrative, man. I mean, whoever put this together, it's an operation, man. It's just like the rest of their operations. If you see something come together like this, it's an operation. You know it. The bottom line here is, you know, people face reality. And, I mean, you can trust your family. If you got a real family, you can trust your family members. And if you got friends you've had for your life that you know would die for you, you can trust them. Outside that, you try to put three people together, the third one's going to be a goddamn agent. You know it. And they will be controlling the whole thing like they controlled this. Don't be stupid. Play it smart. See what else we got here. Durham protester who helped topple Confederate statue arrested. Really? This is from Fox News 10. And I mean, the way this is dominating the news and stuff, I mean, you know, like I said, you got one person killed here. And I mean, 19 other communists. And who gives a shit? I mean, they can all die tomorrow. And the fascists with them. I'm an American national. I got no use for neither one of them. I see none of their foreign flags flying over my land. Anyway, this was sent in by David Rock, who's coming up behind me here. This is from Fox News. For discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, during a news conference Tuesday, Takaya, whatever in the hell that is, Thompson identified herself as the woman who climbed the statue in Durham. She said her actions were justified because Confederate statues represent white supremacy. No, they don't. God damn it, people. It's history. And, you know, people, it's going to go crazy. I mean, they've ramped this whole thing up. This ain't the first time they've tried this. They ramped that, and that's going to be Thomas Jefferson, you know, and all of this shit. This is, you know, with a population so heavily armed as ours is, the communists, they want to topple the statutes. They want to remove our identity. So we don't identify with one another as the American nationals of the American race that we are, of all pigments of skin. Of equal right under our Bill of Rights, and that's what they don't want us to look at with this Confederate bullshit. And with the timing of the Civil War and everything, because this is when they did it, people. And a lot, and the alternative media, people have zeroed in on it. And you can read that 14th article, it says you're a subject. You can't be. Read the Bill of Rights, then read that and say which one's your law. Which one is the base law? Which one could not have been? And that is the 14th Amendment. It was forbidden. They never had the authority to write it. And by God, they know it. And they know people are figuring it out. And that national thing. I mean, this is why they had to go with this. That's why this thing was built in the shadows. And like David was talking about, the guy had like six hits on his thing. He just came out of nowhere. How in the hell do you think something like that happens? It was built from nowhere because they had to, well, they're nationals and they showed up. People are calling themselves American nationals again. They understand who they are and what their authority is and that they are the sovereigns of this country. And it ain't. But then you look at them, you look at that fellow over there, look at Dion. Well, that's a black national. No, that's an American national. It has nothing to do with color of skin. It's nationalism. It's your nationality, not your race. We are all American nationals, and man, like I said, you hear this, they're going to, you know, yesterday they had him toppling a statue, and you're going to have this bitch here who climbed up on it, and you know, they're going to run her through the courts, and they're going to have all the ACL, and ACL, American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. They're going to have them on it, and all these people, and it's just going to be, they're trying to ramp this up. This is what they did before the so-called Civil War. It was all propaganda, and people didn't have what we have today, and that is the internet. So they're not going to sell this shit. I'm sitting here telling you this. I see this thing, Peter. I mean, it's losing any luster that it had. That's why they're going to put on the full press. I mean, they're going to start ripping down this statue. God, it's got to piss them off. We got to do this. We have to have this, and we have to have it now. It's falling apart on them, people. They know it. And all we got to do, I mean, now we're not going to let you remove our history, but we're not going to kill each other for you either. We're coming for you handful of sons of bitches who think you can pull this off. You know, I mean, and your underlings, right down to the son of a bitch who would actually touch that statue that's a part of our history, that would tear down anything of our identity as Americans, good or bad. I've talked about this before. You know, at the same time that they're pushing this, they're building the carving of Crazy Horse there. I think it's in South Dakota, or one of them, where they did the Mount Rushmore and all that shit. But they're building, this monument to the Indians. I mean, we were at war with each other too, hated each other. You think they didn't hate white people? You think they didn't frickin' hate white? You think there ain't a lot of them that aren't heavily racist today that hate white people? The ones who haven't figured out who they are and what their authority is, and that they are American nationals. There couldn't be nothing better on this goddamn earth to be. There are. But it has nothing. We can't erase our history. If we erase our history, we erase our identity. Then we're just sitting there like drones to be reprogrammed to something else. Is that what the idea here is? No. I mean, they'll play this game back and forth, but I tell you people, it's the 75%. The 75% of us that haven't gone, that won't go for this shit. They do not have control of us. They don't have control of us through their propaganda machine. They do not have control of us through their goddamn jackbooted police forces across the standing army across this country. We're slipping around and we're going this way. We're doing what we're not. We're saying, screw you. You have no authority over me. And with the shit that's going on in Las Vegas with the Bundys and these trials and everything, we're standing back and saying, see, this is where you're violating our law. You are a goddamn rogue insurgency into our country. You think about it like this, people. You come out and you're waving a goddamn Nazi flag. I mean, you're thinking, they're tearing down the monuments and I'm waving a Nazi flag. And, this neo-Nazi shit, And then the world looks at that and says, if they're killing each other, well, who's in the right here? Communists pretty bad, so are Nazis. What if you're holding up the Bill of Rights? Freedom. We're fighting for freedom. We're fighting to preserve the heritage of our people of all colors, because it does belong to all of us. Our heritage belongs to all of us. Those statues belong to all Americans of all colors. It's our history. It's what made us what we are today. It's what made us the freest people in this country for just a little while, until they just completely tried to rip it away from us through taking away our Bill of Rights and our common law. And they have done it. And that's the thing too. We're putting out here, we're showing you, man, the War Powers Act, our courts were removed. Our goddamn Bill of Rights was removed. Our jurisdiction to prosecute was removed. Our power to control our lives and our country was removed. Illegally and in violation of the law.
What about the guards Georgia Godstone?
Well, yo, buddy, man, those have got to come down. Now, that's something that needs to come down. That is declaring death to us. Exactly correct, Charlie. But you know what? Again, just like, they said there was, when they were tearing down this statue here in Durham, they said that, the cops didn't get there in time or something. You people know it's bullshit. You're out in front of a goddamn government building. It'd take about 2 seconds for a goddamn cop to be over there beating on your ass if you're not there for their purposes. The cops are the communists, goddamn it. And I tell you, like Charlie's talking about them Georgia Guidestones. Man, if we walked over there and, man, I bet you two people showed up there that weren't Masons they probably got goddamn face scanning, biometric ID bullshit, scanning your eyes and shit. Facial recognition, I think they call it. And the two people show up there that weren't good old boys, that weren't Masons or goddamn a part of the goddamn criminal cabal. I guarantee you there'd be two or three carloads of cops to show up there before you could snap your fingers. And if you dared, this here is declaring that they're going to kill 90% of the population of the earth, and you dared to scratch it. You might live through it, to go to trial, to go put in a dungeon for 68 fucking years, maybe. And this right here, these people, we talked about, this is right in North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina. Isn't that where they, were calling for the actors? Then people are getting paid $25 an hour to go out and do this shit? To put this program together? Why would they do that? What are they looking for here? Oh, that's right. To divide the 75% they can't control into two camps. If you're sitting there and you go, I gotta fight this. I gotta fight something. This is just unacceptable. Oh, do I go over there with them communists? Or do I go over there with them Nazis? How about we outnumber them, 1,000 to 1? How about we just go kill all them son of a bitches and live happily ever after? Without a second thought. Let's see. Drama closes.
On the line.
What's that?
Concrete instead of sand.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The line is going to have to be drawn instead of sand. It'll have to be drawn in concrete.
Yeah, the line, I mean, the line should have already been drawn. The line is drawn. It's just that, you know, people just don't know what they need to do. We got to go, again, we got to look at our history. I'll tell you what my dad's generation would have done. There would have been, you know, people just coming up missing. And, you know, people found in dumpsters or in ditches. And then they could just try to figure out which one of the 250,000 people who are pissed about this did it. That's what they would have done. I guarantee goddamn to you. This is not conventional by any sense of the imagination. With the game they're playing with us is FF, you know, fuck is what it is. It's a good old game of fuck. And the way you win a game of fuck is you don't play it. You play your own game. And sooner or later, I think people are going to figure that out. You want it to stop? I mean, you don't think you can get five or start building shit, you know, and get a bunch of people there. Look at this guy, you know, this charlatan, whoever the hell he was there at Charlottesville. Man, was that a setup, huh? Boy, it looked really nice when they were walking with the torches, but when the shit hit the goddamn fan, man, it wasn't too pretty, was it? And it made it look like the only people that care about these statutes are goddamn people who are racist. That's what they are. They're with the goddamn neo-Nazis. That's the only people that care about them statutes, neo-Nazis. I'm not no neo-Nazi. Despise the thought of it, but I guarantee you I care about them statues because it's the history. It's what makes me who I am. It's a part of me. Those statues and every other piece of history that makes up the history of my country, that's what makes a culture. I've told you people before, they want to destroy our culture. Why do they want to do this? Because by God, we own this joint. They have committed fraud, murder, rape, everything you can imagine against us. And we have the paper. Once we take control, once we take and take the initiative and take it back, every one of them, they're dust. There is no defense for what they have done. And it belongs to us on paper. We can prove the fraud. We can make them return the wealth. They know this. This is why they're so goddamn desperate. It's falling apart on them. People bought that Trump shit for just a little while. But now they're seeing it for what it is. It's just like him coming up there and playing, trying to play both ends against the middle. Well, you came out and you did say Nazis and neo-Nazis and white supremacists and all this shit, but you neglected to say, well, communists. What is that other side, Donald? What were those other flags there on our goddamn soil? You've got to realize that goddamn communism, any collectivism, cannot exist with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution being a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals, collectives cannot trump that. No pun intended. And sooner or later, people are going to figure it out.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Henry?
Those white neo-Nazis and white supremacists, and even the ones that were carrying the ARs, we're probably getting paid $25 an hour to do it.
Dude, I can see him sitting down with, say, 500 people and saying, okay, half you go to the left, half you go to the right. Here's the clothes you're going to wear. Here's your signs. Here's your flags. I want you group over here. Yeah, I want you guys to be carrying some ARs. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, this is a production. There is not this kind of divide in our people, not in the 75% that make up the true Americans in this country that aren't a part of any of this shit, that just want to live and be left alone. It's just not there. So you're absolutely right. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. Go ahead, Charlie.
I was just going to say it's such a pleasure to talk on the show compared to the morning report or the micro, because why do they have it like a delayed reaction? But anyway, my point is, explain me again how, like the Bill of Rights, the right to free speech, that doesn't apply to talking about communism. You said that one time. You know, you're allowed to say what you want, but you can't go preaching against.
It's called inciting an insurgency. When you attack, I mean, any government, I mean, we've established a government, and our government is the Bill of Rights. It is the people. And our government.
Do you have the right to talk against the Bill of Rights? In other words, do you have the right to say, oh, no, free speech is not good?
No.
Say it.
If you attack what the country is, if you're trying to incite an insurrection against in any country against their constitution or their declaratory documents. That's called insurrection. It's a crime. And communism is collectivism. I mean, and it's actually the exact opposite. It is repugnant to the idea of individualism. So what they're talking about is removing your...
I was trying to explain to my brother, but I messed it all up because he was listening to, Rush Limbaugh or one of those talking heads saying how, you know, Trump was standing up against the Latifas or whatever. Anyway, he listens to that crap all day long.
It's as simple as the fact that this is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. We live as individuals under the common law. There is no 10 people, no 1,000 people can have any more authority within the common law than one single person. And see, under communism or fascism, you have collective groups, collectivism. Collectivism says that if 10 people say that it is and one person says it ain't, it is. This isn't a democracy. And that's, I mean, you hear them saying that every other word these days. And that's why they're saying it. Oh, our democracy. This ain't a democracy. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. We live under the Bill of Rights as individuals. The 1,000 most richest people in this country don't have one iota more of authority under the common law than the poorest man does. They can't. It forbids it. And it's written in fact. That's what people just got to get to where they understand. I don't care. I it's just like I'm bringing these groups together. And what were we really talking to about here at the root of things? How things got to be dealt with. Things got to be dealt with at this point because they have infiltrated so deep. We have to start, individuals or two or three in a family or two or three guys that have been as brothers for, 20, 30 years of their lives. That that man next to me will die for me. I don't have no question about him. Now, me and him, we get two people, man. One person's dangerous. How dangerous is two people? How about five people who can absolutely trust each, who would die for each other? What could you accomplish? This is what they fear. They want us to do this goofy shit. You know, go out there, I guess I better go with the communists. Or, goddamn them communists, the only way to get them is to be a fascist. No, that ain't the only way to get them. Be an individual. You can be so much more effective. And you don't go fighting each other and people you don't even know. You know exactly who's causing the problem. And you deal with them. And you deal with the problem. That's how you get rid of it. Skeptical of open borders. There's a drug for that. That was one funny one I had here. You know, they're talking about this shit. Yeah. And I'm wondering, the reason I brought it up is it's a nasal spray. And they're saying that it makes people, it has to do with the... a mother relation with the kid, a hormonal kind of thing. And, well, I'm going to read a little bit of it real quick. Or because it's just a really fabulous headline from the Metro UK, this nasal spray could cure you of your burning hatred of refugees. The gist is that oxytocin, a hormone closely associated with maternal instincts and childbirth, can be very effective in causing even the most hardened anti-immigration meanie to relax and find the joy in open borders. And this is from Metro UK. Researchers at University Hospital Ban found that a nasal spray containing the so-called cuddle hormone, could increase the amount of people donated to refugees by up to 74%. So this is the kind of thing that, it makes a mother, love her child and stuff. I wonder what they're spraying out in planes on people. I got to wonder why people act the way they do. And this would explain a whole hell of a lot. It's kind of funny, I found it kind of humorous because it's the first thing I thought of. Man, that must be what they're spraying out of the planes on these goofy asses that go down there and pick up those communist goddamn signs. These people who want other people to come in and grind them right down to the third world level that the goddamn elitists, the international elite, want us to be at. But anyways, man, we're coming up on the top of the hour. And the message we want to get out there today, man, is don't fall for this shit, people. This is what they want. So they tried it at Ferguson. I mean, they tried it from that angle. Think about what they were doing back when Ferguson was going down. And then remember that the one guy who came up and said, man, the communists are on the goddamn streets here handing out pamphlets and stuff. And boy, they shut him off, that damn Cavoto. He shut him off. I mean, right when this guy started telling what was really going on there. So you had a push from that angle to try to piss people off at each other. They think these monuments are going to be the nugget that does it, that finally turns people, you know, to, well, they'll act on it. But don't act the way they want you to act. You don't have to have no great big old hellabaloo. There's only a few frickin' pricks out there that are causing all this trouble. And they're making it real clear who they are. Right down to the asshole who thinks he would work a job that assisted the goddamn communists in removing your history, removing your identity, who you are. Some prick thinks that's worth a wage. It better be a hell of a goddamn wage. It could become not really worth it real quick, couldn't it? Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, sit down, calm down, and think it all over. That is The Word from the Trenches.